Thank you for holding. Is this William?
Yes, hello there. This is William.
Hi, William. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's been kind of really busy, but good problem to have, you know?
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. This is called Splash?
Local Splash.
Okay, have you heard of Local 111 or 411?
Yeah, 411 Local. Yeah, I'm familiar with those guys.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just, you know, thought I'd throw it out there.
You're using them now?
I was. I kind of, you know, I've spoke to them. I've had interactions with them before, and, you know, I've reached out to them before about being, you know, being out there on the internet.
Yeah, being top recommended option on the first page. Our company, we're a premier Google partner, Local Splash.
Yeah.
We're right next to the Google headquarters here in Orange County, California.
So you're better than 411 Local.
For sure. I mean, they're doing SEO services, which we started out doing too, but we achieved a premier partner status in 2017. So everybody within our organization is Google certified.
Okay. All right. What are your like pricing plans? Just curious about that as well.
Well, similar pricing structures. I mean, everything we do is month to month. We don't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract. Prices can vary depending on your specific needs as a business. Here,
yeah.
Let me show you. Do you get texting on this number that we're on?
Yeah.
Okay, here. I'll send you a link so you can see it.
Okay.
Why didn't you ever move forward with 411 Local?
I have like, you know, I was just kind of looking for, like, you know, to be out there, didn't really take it one step at a time. I ended up, you know, being on different platforms, and then it just started picking up at the same time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as it was picking up, I realized I just wanted to, like, to do more, like, commercial work than try to do more residential work. And
mm-hmm.
for that reason, because I spent a lot of time, like, wasted time on the residential work where I would
mm-hmm.
drive out there, you know, socialize or, you know, talk with the homeowners for an hour or less
mm-hmm.
about their project, what they have going on. And you know, they'll be like, all right, I like the idea. I like your, you know, your bid, whatever. I'll call you if I think about it, you know.
But, oh, geez.
You know, I got tired of that. Or they'll be like, I got somebody else giving me another bid or, you know, coming by later.
Oh,
it takes out of your time, you know. I'm just like,
yeah.
You know what?
Time and money.
I realized that, yeah, and I was driving around town in traffic and, you know, my gas alone is like almost $200 in a week.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a lot, you know. I was just like, yeah, I'm not having fun this way, so.
Yeah.
And like I said, I was on another platform. I'm on the Blue Book Network, and they have, like, commercial work, like, government work, and,
Right.
You know, like, retail stores or food chain malls and stuff like that, your hospitals.
So you have all your licensing and insurance?
Yeah, I'm bonded. I have license. I have insurance. I'm registered, you know, through my state, you know, with the licensing and registrations and all that. And, you know, I realized that those platforms are more chill. You get the work throughout your city, you know, like government work.
Uh-huh.
I was just like, I think I need to put more of my time in on that side because
mm-hmm.
I don't need a, you know, a website or what do you call, you know, I don't need a, hello?
I mean, that's kind of debatable on if you need a website and stuff, because,
well, it is,
know.
I know it is debatable, but you know what I mean, like, I can go to that side, of like, you know, the platforms and not be, like, they won't be like, oh, you got this, you have that. No, they, you know, as long as I'm registered, I'm insured, you know, I'll put out there what kind of work I do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they'll look for it. You know, these are
right.
the trades that pop up in your area, you know.
Well,
that's
nobody's,
job, you know, I can provide that service.
No platform is being searched on for what you do more than Google.
I understand that, but I feel like that's more of like homeowners and like, you know, people that.
Well, no, it's commercial
Google,
too.
You know?
It's commercial too.
I
think.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe they are, but you know.
It is 100%. 100%. Because the contractors that are there are Google verified businesses. And when we do your verification, we make sure you're licensed, bonded, insured. We don't just throw any joker up there. And they want that. If they're going to hire you for a large job, they want to see your reviews. They're going to want to see pictures of work that you've done in the past on your website. They're going to want to see all those things. So we do list you for commercial jobs, too. It's not just residential.
Okay.
I think your current experience that you're having right now probably sucks a lot because Home Advisor by Angie, they use Google to get the leads, but it's Home Advisor, not Business Advisor. So that's all residential stuff. Like you're saying, you're paying a lead fee for it, then you're wasting your gas because they're selling the lead to three or four of you guys at a time. And so those homeowners know I'm going to get quoted by four or five people, like you were saying. And so they don't just go to the first guy. You might be wasting your time going out there just to give a quote, and they're like, hey, we already agreed as a family, we're going to listen to all four of you guys and pick what's most cost efficient for us, you know?
Yeah, no,
so,
I understand that. But that's the same way, I mean, you know, it's kind of like 411 Local. They, you know, they were like, oh, we'll put you out there. And, you know, I had them in that same time frame, like a month went by, I had another company, could have been your company or Splash or some other one. They reached out to me and they told me I was on my computer and on my phone, and they said that, you know, if you click the link, you'll see how many people have searched you and whatnot. And
yep,
this is what, 411 Local, they don't have you listed as this and that. And, you know, I was just like, so I'm on the internet, but I'm not on the
You
internet.
Tried 411 Local.
Weird.
Yeah. So you tried 411
Local. Yeah, I tried 411 Local. And like I said, I was just back and forth on these other platforms. And I realized I didn't want to, I just wanted to concentrate a little more on, you know, the other platform that I'm using, the Blue Book Network, you know.
I hear you.
I just realized, you know, yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand exactly where you're coming from. You know, I don't want you to think that I'm like disregarding it, but I feel like you might have given up just a little too soon. You ever seen that picture of the guy who's like digging, and then right before he gets to the diamonds, he turns around? It's like an old cartoon.
Yeah,
I feel like that's you with the Google advertising. It's like, you know, once you have your website and you're on the first page, it's not about just being on Google, right? Not about people finding you for your name, but for people seeing you on the first page as a top recommended option for what you do, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, that's the most profitable way for a service-based business like yourself to advertise for the last 15 years. It's proven, you know. Anybody who's looking for a painting contractor or any of the services that you provide, they're going to Google it, whether it be house painting, whether it be pressure washing, power washing, flooring, drywall work. That's all stuff that's getting Googled, you know. I got a big hole in my wall, I'm going drywall repair. That, or I'm trying to figure out how to do it myself on YouTube, which is also owned by Google. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So I just
yeah.
be realistic with you. Platforms like Angie's and Home Advisor use Google to get the leads that they sell. More than likely, that commercial business is on Google and has some type of Google advertising to get the leads that they'd be giving to you. And they're just taking a percentage
yeah.
of it, right? So that's
yeah,
what a lot
yeah,
of these
yeah.
guys do is like, hey, I'll put myself on Google. It'll cost me this much per month. But if I sell these leads and do this work, or if I subcontract the work that I can't do and I'm also working, you know, I'm making a lot more than what it cost me to be on Google, right, and be connected with these people. So it's certainly a resource, but it has to be done right. You know, who you work with or success is all about working with the right people. So our company, we do it all month to month because we know, you know, if these guys are continuing to use our services, then that means it's working. Smart business owner is not going to pay us every month if it's not working for them, right? So it's month to month. You don't have to commit to like a year or anything like that, okay? Now, our pricing structures are pretty competitive. We include your website for you. We include Facebook ads for you. We include Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack and Amazon Alexa voice search results. You know, you're on the first page of Bing. It's literally covering all your bases with the exception of the things that you already have, right? We're filling the holes. The Platinum package is normally $499. I could get you going at $249 month to month.
$249?
Okay, and that's with the website included, all the hosting and everything. That's a custom website design. And then I'm locking you in at that rate, too. So it's not like, oh, $249, you know, now you're hooked, you love it. Okay, next month, $499. We're not going to do that to you. We'll leave it at $249 month to month.
Yeah.
And then there's no other charges. You don't get charged a lead fee, a click fee, a call fee, or anything like that. So it's like if you compare it to what you're doing now with Angie's or with that other service even, targeting commercial work, I mean, put them side by side. Compare what you're spending on those versus what you're making. I have zero doubt you'll continue to use the first page placement on Google as your long-term solution.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be a no-brainer. I mean, usually with the kind of work that you do at $249, I mean, the first house painting job we get you is going to offset that cost. You know, I don't know if you charge per room for interior painting, and I know you're not trying to really do residential, but let's say a commercial painting job, for example. Do you do exterior commercial painting, or is it just strictly interior?
Interior, exterior.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, what does the money look like on a commercial building that you paint on the outside? I mean, say I don't know, Carl's Jr. told you to come out here and paint the whole thing.
It'd be a good, you know,
couple grand, right?
Depending on, it'd be a couple grand.
It would pay for the whole year.
It probably would. Depending on the size of the job, it definitely would.
Right. So the 2.5 months are still peak season for you. So those are your starting months. So, I mean, it wouldn't be hard. Now's as good a time as ever. You know, it wouldn't be hard to show you a really good return on investment for this, have everything paying for itself. And then let's say, worst case scenario, you know, a couple months down the line, let's say the weather comes in and you're like, hey, I want to hold off on this stuff for right now, or whatever the case may be, you still have all the stuff that we created for you. You know, if you cancel Angie's List or Home Advisor, they're going to hold all your reviews, your business profile, everything you've built to this point hostage. You know, you're not even showing up anymore on their platform, you know. It's crazy. I've worked with a lot of guys who have used it. So, I mean, if I could approve a pricing structure like that, I mean, I'm willing to reduce it by 50%. I mean, I'm sure this is something that, you know, again, I'm not asking you to take my word for it. I'm just trying to prove it to you. I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot for your business. That way I could show you how well it works, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you have a question?
Mm-hmm.
Sounded like that was like a yeah.
No, it's just I'm getting another email right now from 411 Local as we talk. I was like, what's this?
Yeah. And you should respond back to them. Say, sorry, I decided to go with Local Splash. I'm good.
I'm just making sure it's not from y'all. I'm just.
It could be a text from us. I sent you a text to the pricing page, but it shouldn't have came through as an email yet, no?
I see yours here. It says, it's an email, or it's a text. It's a link.
Yeah. So if you click on that, and then you scroll down. Right. It'll say, like, take control of your online presence. Get found online, generate more leads, monitor your views, track your success. So if you keep scrolling down, it goes over, like, our proven set of success, our process, and then you'll see the Google Ads Partner section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That badge is live linked to google.com/partners. So that's our credentials. We're a premier Google partner.
Yeah.
Highest rated Google partner in the industry. And then if you go down, premier means that though. There's a difference between a Google partner and a premier Google partner. It explains that in the partners program. There's only four premier in the United States.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a difference when it has Premier or if it just says regular Google partner. Difference in the level of the partnership. We're literally right next to Google. Like if you Google Google and then you look up Local Splash, we're literally like right across the 405 freeway here in Southern California.
Yeah.
Throw a rock at them. I go over there all the time. They let us eat food for free. If you scroll down, though, a little further, you'll see the packages and pricing structures. There's, like, the Premier SEO packages, which are Local Bundle plus Google Ads. I don't think that's ideal right now from a cost efficiency standpoint and the size of your company. That's more for a lot bigger business and, you know, cover, like, a 100-mile radius. If you scroll down a little further, you'll see, like, the Platinum SEO packages, the Local Bundle plus Facebook Ads.
Yeah.
And then that Platinum one there. That says most popular. I'm putting you on this package for $249 per month. That's even cheaper than our least expensive package. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The essentials normally $299.
Exactly. How does the Facebook advertising work?
The Facebook advertising has remarketing in it. So it's like if somebody looks up a service you provide on another platform and then goes on Facebook, you'll show up on the Facebook page as a pop-up. Or if they're doing an active search on Facebook for any of the services you provide, you'll also show up as a top recommended option. So Facebook's pretty cool. It kind of like follows them around a little bit, like the remarketing.
Yeah.
I would say for my guys that use the Platinum package, about 15% of the clients they get come from Facebook ads.
Yeah.
So it's decent, but that's going to be pretty much like all residential, to be honest. Most of that's going to be residential that comes from Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, because that's social media. So, but with Google, we will be able to promote you for commercial work. Same thing with Bing and same thing with all the trusted directories in our popular directory submission. There's about 60 total directories in there that you'll be able to find your business on too. And we cover you on Amazon Alexa. So it's like this package is literally taking care of all your online marketing. It even has the optimized landing page, which is a custom website design where we like get a domain like wmoralesllc.com, you know, and then build all the content on it. We host it and we have that attached to all the online listings so your potential customers can see that and use that as a reference point before contacting you.
I understand. I appreciate you, but I think I'm gonna have to decline for the moment. Just gonna, you know, slowly take it a pace at a time.
I mean, if I'm waiving the setup fee and I'm doing that $599 month to month, what would? I mean, I'm reducing it from $599 to $249 month to month. What's holding you back?
I know it takes time, and I don't know.
It takes time. From your perspective, I mean, it's client interview that takes about 30 to 40 minutes where we interview on the business and get it set up. Obviously, any time spent right now securing the listing would take, you know, 3 to 5 more minutes, really. And then once the client interview is done, there's a pin that gets sent over to you in the mail. You know, that pin usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get. There's a little 5-digit code on the back of it. So it's like you could see return on investment in the first month, but month 2 is really where things are going to really start to take off. So It's not that crazy of a turnaround. The Facebook ad stuff and your website, we get all that up and running really fast. Like, your website will be up and running before your Google pin even gets to you in the mail.
Okay.
Yeah. So we start working on everything right away.
I'll try it out. You know, if for whatever reason I'm just like, not satisfied, I'll let y'all know. I'll be like, hey, you know what? Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
I'll make sure you love it. You know, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. As a company, too, we walk you guys through it. Like, we don't expect you to be a rocket scientist to be able to do this. We do all the legwork. We just need you to answer your phone and get good reviews.
Yeah, that'd be great.
If you could do those two.
Yeah.
If you could do those two things, you'll be fine.
All right. Sounds good. Right. I'm gonna see how it is, and, you know, I appreciate you.
Okay. Right. I just texted you my phone number.
It's gonna change everything, so.
Yeah, we have a track record of doing this. It's the best thing you could do, honestly. I tell people all the time, I'm like, I don't understand how you can have a business in 2023 and your next door neighbors, they Google a service you provide, they can't even find you. It's like, you know, how do you expect to be successful?
Yeah, I'm going to take you on your word. I'm going to start looking up myself after it's all done on other people's phone. I'm going to be like, hey, am I up on there?
I'm telling you, you'll be able to feel it when your phone starts ringing. There's also a tracking system, too, that comes in the form of a downloadable app.
I want to see if John was right. I want to see if I'm
I'm telling you, if you give it a shot, at least 2 months, I'm telling you, you'll never use another platform again. All your marketing will be done, and you'll have consistent work. Your customers will be finding you.
Okay, sounds great. I'm already sold.
All right, so I'm going to create your account, though. I just need to verify some basic information. So I know you go by William Morales. What's your business email address?
Let me go to that right now as I'm right here. Put it under. The email is going to be w.morales.llc@gmail.com.
@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Let me update. And then this phone number that we're on is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay, so 423-308-9832?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then what's the business street address where I could send a Google PIN verification letter?
It's 2209.
East
36th. Street.
36th Street. And that's Chattanooga, right?
Yes, sir. That's Chattanooga, Tennessee.
37407?
Yes, sir. 37407, yes.
Okay. And there's going to be a little 5-digit code on the back of that we're going to need from you when it comes in.
Sounds great.
Okay. You can't miss it. It says Google right on it, and it'll have your business name on it, so it's pretty obvious, but there's a little 5-digit number on it, and they'll say, like, this is your Google PIN verification number.
Yeah, I understand.
And then are you licensed, bonded, and insured?
Yes, I have licensing throughout the state, and I have insurance, workers' comp, liability insurance.
Perfect. Okay. And then for your website, do you have like a logo or photos of work that you've done in the past?
I have a logo created by 411 Local.
Oh, God.
I guess I could just re-forward that to you.
Do you like it?
I like it.
Okay. If you like it, then we'll keep it. If you don't like it, we can get you a new one. No big deal.
I like it.
Okay. Try to send in as many photos as you can, too, if you have some, like, before and after shots. We're going to build a portfolio on the custom website design.
How do you want me to send it? Through the email that you just sent over or through message-wise?
No, photos@localsplash.com. Yeah, that email that I texted you right there.
And I'll just send the photos to there.
Yep. And then we already have your email and your number on file, so we'll know it's you and what website it belongs to.
Okay. Okay. Sounds right. Good.
And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Yeah. Do from 8 to 5 o'clock, yeah. From
8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You want to go Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends?
Yeah,
too?
Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday, sometimes I leave, you know, like when we're backed up for Saturday.
I'll put Saturday and Sunday by appointment only, so that way they could call, but you're not actually expected to work.
Yeah, yeah. Say Saturday and Sunday just for...
Yeah. I mean, you'll still close the deal and book somebody on the weekend, though, right? They call you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay. That's what I like. All right. So, perfect. An update. Update. Okay. And then we're going to send you this form. It's called a Google Advanced Verification Form. It's pretty easy. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own your business. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's just going to ask you for a series of photos, like to send a picture over the license, insurance, maybe like a business card if you have it, invoice, tools and equipment, just things like that. This isn't stuff that we're going to actually show the potential clients. It's not like something we're going to post on the internet, but it goes directly to Google, and then they'll give the customers this badge on your account, your Google business profile, and it lets them know and kind of gives them peace of mind, like, hey, this guy's Google certified. He's legit. We looked into him. He has all his paperwork.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I just sent that over to you via email. It'll come through as a text message too. It's a pretty easy link to fill out. It does take my guys like 2-3 days usually just to kind of pull all the paperwork together and get the photos situated. So no big deal. You don't have to like do it all right now, but try to get that done as soon as possible. That's like your homework.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. All right. And then I got your business profile set up. I need to schedule a client interview with you. So a client interview, you know, usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes. They're going to ask you mostly general knowledge information about your business, like all the services you provide, the service areas you cover. I know we're focusing on residential and commercial, primarily commercial. But that's the kind of conversation they want to have. We want to make sure that the calls that you get are always qualified, not somebody wasting your time. And I want to make sure your website looks how you want it to look or how you envision it. So usually it takes 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. What's your schedule look like for tomorrow?
You can call me at this time.
Same time tomorrow? You want to go between 5 and 6?
What's the latest you're doing? Yeah,
6 and 7 Eastern Standard?
Yeah.
You want to do 6 and 7?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then I'm also going to text you 1 hour before. I'm going to set up like an automated text message reminder. If anything pops up or changes that's preventing you from making it to the appointment, just let me know. I'll reach out, and we'll schedule something that works for you. But I want to try to get it done as soon as possible. You know, the sooner I get you up there, the quicker we make money, the more likely this is to turn into you know, a long-term business relationship, and that's really what we're aiming for.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I'm sending that off to you now. And then the last thing we got to do is secure your first month's payment. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $249, how do you want to do that?
I'll put it on my business card.
Okay. And is it under, it's under the business name, or it has your name on it as well?
It's under the business name, and it has my name on it.
Okay. Is there any middle initial in your name on the card?
No.
No? Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
All right. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. 5348.
5348.
Uh-huh. Yes, 5348. 5900.
5900.
0159.
0159.
0363.
0363. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0428.
04 of 28, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
869.
869. Okay. And then there is a security question on your account. code. You don't want to forget this. This is an added form of protection for you. So if somebody calls in one day, or maybe you're just not sounding like yourself, we'll ask you the security question. Or vice versa, if one of my reps calls you and you want to verify that it's us and not 411 local, you want to ask the security question. So you have three options for this. It's your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I don't know.
Yeah, so it's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or first pet's name. Any one of those three.
Put the city I was born in.
Okay. What city were you born in?
Just put Chattanooga.
Chattanooga?
Yeah.
All right, I got you. So I'll put Chattanooga in there. Boom. All right. Copy. Answers match. Okay, perfect. And then one last thing is I got to do a voice verification. So this is just going to outline the service agreement. We're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. I'll actually send this to you while I have you on the line. That way you have everything documented in black and white, okay? So it'll outline everything we're doing for you. All right. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
W. Morales, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Okay. My name is William Morales, and I am the owner of the company.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes. Yes, I am.
And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, I am an authorized user on the account.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, William, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I know what you already have. You shouldn't need anything after today. I mean, this platinum package is really covering all your bases online and the website too. But if you're going to add something else, just touch base with me so we can make sure that it's not something we're already doing for you or that you're not like duplicating anything.
Okay, yeah.
All right. And it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 14th of 2023. Going to be in the discounted amount of $249. However, this is going to be for our Platinum Package Bundle. Okay, so this $249, I've also included a custom website design for you at no additional cost. It's called a My Site, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with this campaign. So it's just a flat $249. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the 14th day, but it'll remain in that discounted price of $249. So as long as you're with us, you get that discount. It's not just the first month. Okay.
Okay.
Now, it does state in the fine print, it says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next billing is due. So if your billing date's the 14th and you're saying, hey, you don't want to do it, let us know by the 13th just so we could stop your billing cycle rather than have it charge you and have to go in there, right? So, and it says, we do recommend that you always try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You are not bound to a contract. It says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email and text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. There's going to be a separate email that's going to have your username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. It's going to have a link to the downloadable app, and it comes with a 7-minute YouTube video that will show you how to use it. So it's a pretty cool tool.
Your Local Splash. You have an app?
Yes, we have an app, a Local Splash app.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, not every business owner has, like, a secretary in-house to, like, answer their phones for them and stuff, so this kind of helps you. Like, if you're missing calls, it'll pipeline the information. So say, like, what they were looking for, the zip code, their phone number, you can call them back. That way you're not missing your opportunities, you know? And then it'll also have, like, recordings in there of the jobs that you've gotten. if they call you like directly off of Google, so you can actually hear yourself like setting up appointments with people and seeing how you like introduce yourself when you're answering the phone and kind of fine tuning that. You could also request reviews from there. We have like a shortcut link to your Google business profile, and you just go into the app like when you're leaving a job and you're in your truck. You could just send them like a live link asking about their experience. They can put the little 5-star rating on there, say, hey, he did great, blah, blah, blah. And we'll start generating your reviews and getting those built up. So it's a very, very useful tool, actually. It's really underrated. I think that's an X factor because we developed that in-house. So not every company, like there's 4 premier partners, but of the 4 premier partners, we're the only one that has our own app. We developed that in-house.
So
it'll make your life a lot easier. It's another huge tool that I just didn't really mention until this point. So I think you should have the 2 main text messages. One's the outline of the agreement. You do got to sign off on the service agreement. So there should be one in there that'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Or it'll say, William, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah.
Okay, so that link where it says terms, like accept the subscription terms, if you click on that, there's a full outline of the agreement in writing, too. So you have this on file, and we have it on file, that all the products and features are in here, all the billing date, the cancellation policy, the discounted pricing structure I gave you, even though it's month to month, it's all documented right here, you know? And so you have that, and then at the bottom, you sign off on it, and there's a hard copy of this in your email. So we'll have this on file with your account, and then you'll also have it. The invoice receipt, it was sent over to you, too. You could write this off as a business expense. So at the end of the year, you'll get all your payments back through your CPA and when you do your taxes. So that's always nice. More write-offs, the better, right?
Yeah.
So you can write this off. It's considered a business expense. It's actually considered an essential service for a business owner.
All right, he asked me for a username and password.
Probably don't have that yet. No, you don't have that yet. That's the regular site for it, but we have the app. Yeah. So it's like a condensed version of that. So right now, all I really want you to focus on is your advanced verification. So if you go to your text messages again, then you'll see another one. It says Local Splash, and then it'll say William to get your Google business profile verified. Google may require some additional information to proceed. Okay, so there's a link right there. If you click on it, this was that form I was telling you. It's pretty easy to kind of fill out. You just kind of go through it and fill it out as best as you can. I mean, if you're missing something, it tells you right at the bottom that we could always 3-way call Google with you on the line and just verify it over the phone for you. But I want you to have advanced verification. It'll definitely separate you from the pack, especially if you're trying to focus on commercial jobs. And you definitely want to fill this form out and get it done. This is more for, like, commercial businesses.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Can you call me tomorrow? Can we do this tomorrow?
Well, we're done. No, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. You could take your time with this form. Like I was telling you earlier, sometimes it takes like 2-3 days for guys to get back to me with that. But I sent you my number. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, give me a call. Other than that, I'll talk to you tomorrow at 6.
All right. Sounds good. I'll go through the text again at night. But yeah, I'll be waiting for it tomorrow, you know, a call or whatever.
Yep. Like I said, I'll text you at 5:00 just to remind you too.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, William, I'll talk to you.
Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.
Sure, bye.